Hey, everyone. It is Jane A with the Let's Get Loud podcast. Hello.
Hi, friend.
Oh, how are we all doing, everyone?
We were just saying how nice it is to see the sunshine.
Yeah, it really is nice to see the sunshine. And because I think for the next couple of days it's gonna rain. We are recording
Oh,
quite early.
torrential rain.
Like red alert rain.
I know. I was
If
like, when
it
I
was
saw.
colder, there'd be a storm kind of rain.
And I saw it. I was like, no. Right? When you are flying, you're like, no storms, no storms.
Right. Oh my gosh. Don't even,
Everything's fine.
you know, I know. I don't want the red lights. And also it's so hot right now. Like so hot. Like this week, like plus 12, plus whatever. And I was like, oh, is the snowstorm coming when I'm flying? That is what it is.
Yeah, plus 11 is a little concerning. Like so crazy. It was like minus, what was it this weekend? Minus 25. Like,
That's 40 degrees difference.
yeah.
No wonder
That's
we're
gonna, like, some people are gonna have flooded basements.
I see. At least though it was kind of slow because like there's still not a lot of snow right now. Like, is this it? Is this our winter? I'm okay with it.
I don't know if it's it, but like, I feel like we're like a good three quarters of the way.
I agree. Like, I mean, in terms of season names. Themes, it's done March 21st. You know what I mean? And this podcast comes out March 21st. It's in March.
Does it actually?
Yeah, for sure. Wait, so remember we had like calculated. Yeah, I think this one comes March 18th. So guys, this week apparently, yeah, there's
Okay.
either the 18th or 25th, I'm unsure. But yeah, no, either way, it's March and winter is behind us and it is printemps.
Printemps, spring.
Printemps. Here we are.
We were just so Jose was saying how much she needed the sunshine.
Yeah, exactly. Like when I feel like there was none yesterday. And then today I walked the kids to the bus stop and I was like, I shall fit in a walk today. I don't know when, doesn't have to be long. Just like breathing outside is something that I want to prioritize when it feels right.
Oh, breathing outside, they're
Yeah.
like literally the second I open my door and walk out, I'm like, oh,
Yeah. Now I know you're
the
like, as they're listening to this, you're back from Mexico, but you're probably definitely planning some nice beach walks, right?
I guess the where we are, the beach is quite like rocky and stuff.
Mexico is like that. Like, it's either depending on which side of the island, it's not an island, but which side you are. Because we went to Mexico and it was, I don't want to say not a nice beach, but it's not a walkable beach. And then my brother or even Mireille, they went to Cancun and their beach was beautiful. So it's like, it's very interesting where
I
you.
think it depends where you are. And also when you walk along the beach, you have to like go to the next like resort, like because that's technically their property.
Right.
And there's like men with guns, you know, they're like, so, but there's a path around because like where I'm staying, they're all connected. So yes. And actually Phoebe was like, what am I gonna bring for sneakers? And I was like, well, you're gonna wear your sneakers like on the plane, and those will be your sneakers. She's like, my Converse. And I was like, yeah. And then she says, well, I'm really planning like in the morning, like my Lulu shorts, my like bra, tank top, and I'm gonna need like sports sneakers to go with that. And I was like, I mean, I agree, Phoebe.
Yes, I mean, I know exactly what she's saying.
Yeah, she's like, I need my Nike basketball sneakers.
And then you said you sure do.
I said, sure, then you need to wear those on the plane. But I just think it's hilarious that she's envisioned her watches. So
Perfect.
she said she wants to walk with me in the morning. And which I love, obviously. I don't want to waste 1 second of this vacation.
Absolutely not. Nah. It passes by fast and like you need to like wake up early and like we got this. That's not even a thing.
We got this. So Phoebe loves to wake up early. So she loves to walk. So maybe she's going to be my little walking buddy.
Well, that would be great. I don't think Dia would walk with me if I asked her. I mean, no, it's not her thing. I don't think it's like she does. Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't think I want her to walk with me. Mireille is coming. And then she said, I said, our routine is I go for a walk. Jeff usually typically goes to the gym and the kids, my dad goes for a walk. And then my mom typically stays with the kids, and then we kind of switch if ever my mom wants to go for a walk. She usually doesn't. But anyways, and so I was like, whatever you guys want to do, but it's pretty chill in the morning. Like, you don't need to think that, like, we're just kind of going through like our way of doing things. And she's like, I don't even think like that I could follow you right now. Like, I don't know. And I was like, I don't want you to come with me. I
Like,
said,
oh, I can
if
invite.
you're gonna come with me and you're gonna be like huffing and puffing and being like, oh man, because like we're like sisters, right? So she will be like, you're going too fast. And then I'm like, no, that's not what we do. You go behind me then. You know what I mean? It's not like a friend that's not gonna say anything. No, we say everything that we think. So,
Okay. Yeah, no one can keep up with you.
I mean, men, like I
Sleepwalkers.
well,
Like, I don't think I could keep up with you.
oh yes, no, you could. Remember when we went for a walk in Fredericton? Nah, I feel like I've like obviously when I was just a walker for like, COVID,
Yeah.
my pace was crazy. But now it's like I have a different purpose for walking. Back then it was like my workout and like I want to sweat and I want to whatever. Now it's like, let's look at the birds. So I do believe like it's gonna be fine. But when I'm down south, that's my workout. You know
Yes.
what else I did? So I reached out
Right.
to the spin studio that I went to last time. And I was like, what if we did like a team ride? Like I could also teach with him as an instructor. No one knows me there. No one would care, but I would love to do that. So he's like, oh my God, because the guy that I went to his class, now we're friends on Instagram. He's like, I would love that. Talk to my boss. I was like, okay. But I'll do that like maybe once though, but I'll miss spinning for sure. But this is like, then this exercise is walking, so my pace will be great by the end. You know what I mean?
And it's warm. Like, you know what I mean? Like today, I don't know. We'll see. The roads looked a little slick, but they should be fine by the time I get out there.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be melting by the time. I think it's actually good right now. But yeah, this morning when I went to spin, I was like, I turned and the car just went like boop, boop, boop. I was like, oh, okay,
Yeah.
slow it down, Missy. So
I
that's
need to tell you about something that happened to me yesterday, speaking of cars. And I was like, I need to tell someone about this.
okay.
So here I am. I'm in my car, and you know how sometimes in maybe this doesn't happen to you. This happens to me, and I'm sure some people that are listening, it will happen to them. I'm in Moncton. I know how to get to the Rocky Stone Field, which is where I need to pick Alfie up from football. But I'm at Walmart Trinity.
Okay, got it.
You
You're
know, like,
put it.
where do I go?
Okay.
You know, how do I get there?
Okay. What did you decide to do?
I put
Google
in
Map.
MapQuest,
Okay, I was gonna say, yeah, Google
obviously.
Map. Okay, yeah.
Okay. But now it's dark and it's raining.
You don't like that combination.
I am telling you, my
40-year-old
eyes.
eyes.
I am telling you, people listening to this podcast are gonna send us a message and they are gonna say, I agree, Alicia. My eyes do not work in the rain or in the dark.
Okay.
So I'm driving and I'm like, this seems weird, but I'm just like following the GPS.
Okay.
It, because I put in Centennial Park because it's like right
Yeah,
there,
it's the same thing.
but it took me to like a random entrance of Centennial Park.
Shit.
Okay, so
Okay.
I'm like, ah, shit, like this is obviously not it. So I turn around, but then I go into like a parking lot of like a building to
Okay.
just get my life together.
Yeah.
Okay, and but it's like this like place, I think it's like a warehouse for like supplies, and I'm assuming there's a lot of money of supplies in there. It's like a plumbing, so there's probably like pipes that cost a lot of money.
Okay.
And an alarm goes off. Doo, 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 doo.
Oh my God, because you're in your car and in that parking
And
lot.
it's like night, and they're not open. Now, I know rationally, I know the police are not coming. This is obviously something they do as like a deterrent to if bad guys come in the parking lot and you hear. Pew, pew, you probably maybe leave, right?
Okay.
But then I'm panicked in my car
This is why I'm
trying
hoping the
to.
cops arrive. Please tell me the cops arrive.
And then I'm like, this is why I don't drive at night and I don't leave Riverview.
Okay.
This is why.
This is
This is
this
why.
moment. This needed to happen to you, though.
Of course.
My God.
Anyways, I had to share that because that just like perpetuates my fear of driving in the dark, finding where I'm going,
Okay.
all the things.
All the things. Oh my God, huh?
Alfie did a box jump yesterday. Do you
Oh,
know what that is?
I do, and they are hard, and No, I will not do a box jump.
He came out, he was like smiling like this.
Shut up.
So happy. And I was like, what's up? Like, how did it go? And he's like, we did this thing where you had to jump on a box and it was like really hard and I couldn't get it, but I kept going and then I got it.
Oh, that moment when you get the box jump, when you like tried and your shins are on fire because they just keep hitting the fucking wood. It's so dumb. What a dumb exercise. Navarremado. Think of the pain you're going through to just say you jumped on a box.
I
You know what I
know.
mean?
C'est dangereux.
C'est dangereux, everyone. I still
Yeah.
have a scar from doing it at the gym. I swear to you. And to the look, it's still.
Yeah, because you have like, oh wow, you really do. Those socks, those are sexy.
With my pale legs. And I need to go laser my whole body, okay, from
Okay.
top to bottom.
Okay.
And I hate that.
Yeah.
I was like thinking of my legs, and I was like, there was only like, pew, 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 pew.
Yeah.
That's good because I hate legs is the worst. Legs, I can't even. I can't
Worse
even.
than your vagina?
Yes, because the superficie is so large.
Also, you have quite like dark hairs on your legs. Like,
Such a superficie of legs.
yeah.
Long, the circumference of it, just like there's so much of me
Like,
to beep, 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 beep. Whereas, like, my vagina, I say beep, 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 beep. I'm like, just go and don't
oh.
stop. And I just hold on and I just like go. And it's like beep, 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 beep. But the legs, there's something about it. I just like, I can't commit to like I start and I'm like, oh, we're done, we're done. Like, I can't, like, oh my God.
Okay.
Yeah, I really struggle.
I need to, my legs are amazing. Like there, but there's little bits. Like, so I
Yeah.
could care and get it done maybe once
Or
before
you could just
summer.
shave, you know what I mean?
Yeah. My
Yeah, I'm doing
vagina.
it. Exactly. I'm doing it before the trip and then I won't do it before October, though,
Oh,
because
yeah.
Mark. Yeah.
My vagina could use a touch up, but I'm really ignoring it.
Yeah, same for sure, but I'm doing it. Okay, what else? Oh, I wanted to share. Dia has like four little pink.
Stop.
Yeah, on one arm, which is very odd.
Nothing on her vagina?
No, and then I Googled, and apparently it's like from eight years old to like when is it normal to like start getting whatever, underarm hair, and it's not a sign of puberty. The sign of puberty is the little lumps. Like having breast is when, like, usually you typically would have your period about 6 months after you get like a little,
Hey.
yeah, like a little, they call it like a lump or a plump or they called it something.
Okay.
They didn't call it breast, but just like a little, like
Tissue.
a nub, n nub.
Nub.
Anyways, so I was like, is that a sign of puberty in my mind? But they're like, it's not a sign that she'll get her period. Apparently, you can get that and then like 3 years later get your period. So I was like, okay, I was just like Googling.
Interesting, because
I
she's
was like,
super
you shave
young.
it? She's gonna turn 10 though in like 2 months.
I
Like,
know,
have
but Alfie doesn't have any armpit hair.
oh, I thought you said he did.
Pubic hair.
Oh, interesting.
I just thought that it started pubes
How
and
about,
then.
okay, but wait, did you like look?
Yes.
If I wouldn't have looked and you would have asked me, does she have underarm hair? I would have said no. So like,
Right.
you know what I mean? So it's
Oh
not.
no, I take Alfie's armpit like this and like do this.
Okay, and you haven't found one yet. That's interesting. Huh? Everyone's so different. And it's just one arm.
Interesting.
And I'm like, I didn't ask her if she wanted to shave it or anything. I was like,
Did she tell you?
no, I noticed it. And
Okay.
just last week. And then last night, she was like this, like kind of just like stretching. And she's like, oh, so I'm tan. And then I didn't know what to say. I didn't like say anything.
She'll tell you. She's Dia.
Exactly. So I was just like, meh, whatever. Like, she can definitely shave. I could shave it for her. You know what I mean? If it really bothers her. Like, if ever she comes home from school and is like, I can't, I don't, if ever she's like, I don't want to wear a tank top.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Then I'll be like, oh my God, let's just shave it. All is good.
Agreed. Like I'll like let the girls do the lead for that whole hair situation. Did you know? I like knew this, but I like forgot. Do you know this is really intense? Like boys' testicles are like this at the beginning, kind of like tight a little bit.
Right, okay. And then they like
And then when
drop.
they start to go through puberty, they like drop.
Right.
And like one goes lower than the other.
So that they can like hang around and it's com more comfortable or.
Like a part of the process.
So interesting.
Anyway,
Here we are, everyone, just talking about
I'm just Googling what starts first, pit hair or vagina hair. Just curious
just
how it all goes.
yeah. I think it just depends. Look at Alfie, no armpit hair. You would think he would have armpit hair, but like
No,
in my
one of his friends
mind,
does.
his friends do. Okay, so
One of
it's
his friends does. One of his friends, and also like has like a little mustache. Like he has. But they're like, they just turned 12. So like that's 6 months. And when you're around 12, 6 months is actually a big difference. You know what I mean? Like,
oh my God, yes.
but it's so funny. They all like, they kind of like, they're such boys about it. Like girls might be like shy and boys are like, oh my God, you got a mustache.
Exactly. Yeah, no. What an interesting time we are in. What an interesting season.
Okay.
Especially you. Like you're getting closer. Like the girls are your youngest. Like I still have a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I feel the same. Feel the same. Last
Yeah.
night he like woke up at 10:50 and just like he's stuffed up and he was just like crying. Obviously, right away, like my brain went to he's throwing up. You know what I mean? That's what I always and then I like live with anxiety all night. And so I need to like convince myself that it's gonna be fine, even if that was what was happening. So he woke up 3 times within 15 minutes just because he like couldn't fall asleep again. And I'm like, oh no, that's the process. Like you have to wait. Like you have to like stay in your bed and wait for it, you know? Oh man.
You explain this to him?
Yeah, exactly. Last night, but like that's his age, right? Like Dia gets it. If she wakes up, I'm like, and she's like, oh, I have trouble sleep, falling asleep. I'm like, nothing I can do. This is all on you. You know what I mean? Like
I
just
love you so much.
wait it
You're on
out.
your own.
Absolutely. This is. I'm like, when I wake up in the middle of the night, do I go wake you up to tell you I can't sleep? Like, no, I try to fall asleep. I do give her options. Like there's one time she gets all weird when she goes on sleepovers. Remember that time she went to that sleepover, by the way. And everything went well. But yeah, she like is like, what if I wake up and everyone's asleep? I'm like, then you try to fall back asleep. What if I can't? You read your book. At
Yeah.
one point, your little body's gonna be like, I'm tired. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then yes, it sucks being awake alone, but like nothing bad's happening. Just read or
Yeah.
something. Go on your iPad. I don't even care. Know what I
But
mean?
don't you remember when you were at sleepovers and you were little and you woke up, you couldn't sleep, and it was kind of scary because it wasn't your house?
No, I
Like
don't.
that?
No, I would always
Mm.
sleep. I probably
Okay.
not even go sleep at places.
Okay.
I've invited people probably.
Your mom probably let people sleep over all the time.
Sure. Yeah,
Did
I really
she?
liked my bed.
Okay. I mean,
I
yeah.
don't remember. I don't remember. I was like with my friends with Mire. Yeah, no, yeah. Okay, let's get to the topic. And then I have like something not juicy, but definitely controversial that I'm like, I wonder what people say. But then I'm like, oh, am I ready to say that on the internet? And then they
Ooh,
like
whiskey.
judge me.
Ooh,
But then I
juicy.
don't care. Like most of the time, I'm like, I know my truth and I know that it's going to be okay. But it could be a
Maybe we should
problem.
just go for that right now.
Okay. Okay, so we're going on a cruise. And we gave Dia a device for her to communicate with us through the app of like messaging. Now, the intentions are not for her to roam alone for hours on end, for days and days and days, like all day, be gone, and we don't know where she is. Like, that's not the idea. The idea, though, is that if she needs to go have a shit, that I don't need to go with her, or she wants an ice cream, or she wants something at the buffet, or she's going to the kids club. Like she has a device to like be like, I'm at the kids club, like I made it there, whatever. Not everyone seems to be on board with that.
Who is everyone? Who are you having this conversation with?
I'm
Oh,
not gonna name people, but people in
okay.
our lives are like, you're gonna let her be
Your
alone.
mom.
No, not my mom. She already gave you some. She drops them off in your mini house. Right? Okay, bye. My mom's stealing my cookies. And I'm like, my mother-in-law already dropped you some. So
What kind?
my cookies back in there.
Peanut
Lemon.
butter?
No lemon. She
Oh,
made
they're good.
they're so good. So moist. Anyways, so my mom has her own. My mother-in-law dropped off to my mom and my dad's already. If you want more, you can just grab more, dog.
Nope. Okay, I have things to say about this because we're also, I mean, we're going on a very different situation, but I'm like, how much freedom do I give them?
Yeah,
Here's the
so
thing.
yeah, freedom and flexibility. Yeah.
You're on a boat.
Two
Like
things can
if
happen. Two things can happen. Thing number one,
okay.
someone throws her all overboard. Okay? Which is not going to happen, but let's go worst case scenario, okay?
Okay.
Someone throws her overboard.
I
No
never thought about that.
steal
Okay,
her.
wait. People don't throw get thrown overboard, but unless their wife is trying to kill them.
Yeah,
But
literally
people
has never happened. I
has
like it's not like it's like cruise number 37 where someone's thrown overboard. Like, you know what I mean? Like I've never heard it in the news, and I follow the news.
do people did People magazine? But I feel like people fall over sometimes.
Alicia, listen, I've never heard of anyone falling over. I mean, never is a big word. I think that's one time there was this child that she's not Dia. You know what I mean? Okay, so
I mean,
next time.
obviously, regardless if it's how, like, is it possible? Yes. Are the
Yeah,
chances
and if
very
she
low?
falls overboard, it has nothing to do with me and a cell phone. Like, you get what I mean? Like, in my mind. Okay, so falling overboard. The next
Okay.
one that I didn't think of that clearly people that live in fear think of is like rape or.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, wow. So here's the thing. I truly don't want to like live in fear all the time of people
Yeah.
that are very like of bad people. You get
I
like,
know.
but I also like don't want to be like naive to the fact that there are very horrible, terrible people on this planet. So I
Yeah.
understand that as well.
Yeah.
But I think there's this middle ground where it feels right and other parts where it like doesn't, that feels like too much. But for me, I think there's also advantages and not qualities. What's the word I'm looking for? I'm gonna go with advantages of allowing her to do her thing and live those experiences. Like
Yeah.
on the Disney cruise, we had a system. Basically, I didn't have a way to talk to her, which sucked. So that took
Yeah.
like, this time I want a way to talk to you, right?
Yeah.
And our method was when she was lost or couldn't find us, right? So let's say she goes to the kids club, she had the right in the kids club to leave whenever she wanted without a parent waiting for her.
Yeah.
Royal Caribbean, not the same. So
Okay.
cannot leave without the parent picking them up.
Okay.
And Royal Caribbean doesn't even talk to you to tell you your kid wants to leave. So you have to go see them all the time. That's super annoying. I'd love for her to
Yeah.
say, I'm ready now, and then I would go
Yeah.
see you, right? So how Disney did it, they would send me a text and be like, Dia's ready to get out of, oh no, Dia had the right to just leave whenever she wanted. Noah didn't, right? Obviously super little. So they would text me, Noah's ready to, leave the kids club, and I would go pick him up. Now Dia's method was whenever she like thought we were, let's say, we would always like have the same chairs. This is where we're sitting, whatever. So if ever we weren't there and we went to lunch or whatever, and she had been looking for us but couldn't find us, she would ask a worker to text me. So workers, like she had her bracelet, beep, oh, you're Dia, your mom's number is this. They would text me, hey, we found Dia. You know what I mean? She's here. So, and Dia was totally fine with that. She's a kid that asks for help. She's the kid that's gonna be like, yeah, that's our method. I got this. So, and that worked fine. Like it really, and like, not, let's be real, 97% of the time they're with us, though.
Yeah.
Like it's not like I'm like the mom that's like in the adults only section, and it's like, you know what I mean? Like, don't know where my kids are. Like, obviously I'm on a vacation to be with them, but it's more the flexibility of, oh, I forgot my hat in the room. And I'm like, not walking all the way back. You know what I mean? So you can go get your hat, text me when you get there. Like, you know what I mean? Just like communication. Don't we find that's an important skill?
I mean, yes, I like 100%. Like, I see all the sides. I see all the sides. Like, I'm the same. I'm going through the same thing. It's like, obviously, there are bad people. There are bad guys. To what extent do we live our life with the what if just in case? Like, obviously, there's like a risk assessment. Also, you're on a boat. Like, so for me, that feels like a safer place because there's only a
Yeah, then
limited.
let's say a resort. We're gonna have to have different rules for your resort.
Absolutely.
Yes, okay. Like, and even
Like,
then, like I'm the mom that's like whatever, but a resort that's like a little bit different.
absolutely.
In
Like, you're on a,
Mexico.
yeah. Like, you're on a resort, you're on a boat. Like, so, like, no one can take her off the boat. Like, you
Yeah,
know?
and it's not like there's like what are they called? Like the public, like a person that
Yes,
comes on the
stranger.
resort. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it's people that paid to be on the boat. You know what I mean? Like, in my mind. So, the only thing was the rape. that came up that I was like,
Okay.
okay, I see, I see. But then I'm also not the mom. Like, I don't pretend to Dia that bad guys don't exist.
That's the thing, is
So
obviously
I'm
we
not like,
have a
everything's gonna be fine. I'm like, Dia,
conversation.
someone comes to you and you're like, get away, and you start running. Like, I tell her, like, there are some bad people and they could want you. You fight and you keep running and you go find a mom or whatever. You know what I mean? Go find someone that you feel you can trust, or even a worker. So that's also important in the conversation to have with your kids, right? Okay, I'm letting you talk.
Also, when you were on a cruise with your parents a million years ago, what were you doing?
Definitely not with my parents.
Exactly. Like we just like you, I was when I was 10, like I was like going home from school, walking around, like hanging out in the neighborhood, like no phone. I know it's like a little bit of a different world, but you know, we've
Is it
kind of
though?
gotten.
Is it though? Like,
Is there
are
more
there
bad guys?
different? Yeah. I feel like there must have been, like, there's tons of shit that happened. We just
Yeah.
weren't aware as much. I'm like, are people that much crazier than they were 20 years ago? I feel like it's probably the same
Great question.
percentage. You know what
So
I mean?
much Googling.
So much Googling, so much data. Anyways, and I didn't want people to be like, oh my God, I would never. But I'm like, but there are things that I right now let my kids be and do that some moms wouldn't and should.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? So, or just even in our home, or even just like, so I feel like it's not, it's either you're that person that really can't do it, like you can't even let them go get an ice cream alone, where I'm like, I trust that the statistics are that she's gonna come back with her ice cream, and that's gonna, you know what I mean? Instead of living
And
in that fear.
there's so much opportunity when kids are not with their parents to like grow and like experience uncomfortableness. Like when you're with your parents, you are the most comfortable, like done, right? And they like take care of things for you. So when we allow our children this opportunity to like advocate for themselves, like even the ice cream, like maybe there's no more cups and she has to say, excuse me, can I have more cups? Like that, it's such a little thing, but that's like a life skill that's going to allow her to get what she wants in life.
And I think that, like, I get it when they're young and like almost like they're kind of all the same, but there's an age where you see a difference between a kid that was kind of like let to figure shit out and the other kid, their parents did everything.
100%.
There's an age where that, like, you see it, but there's also personality and all of that, and like who the person is. I get it, though. But there's a difference between, like, sometimes like Dia's like other moms are gonna be like, oh my God, like my kid doesn't like let me go and doesn't want whatever. And I'm like, like that's not our case, but I think it's just the way, it's either God gave me kids that don't really need me because of my personality and how I am, or just the way with years of accumulation and kind of like what I've let them do that they're now that way. Who will know? We'll never know. You
I
know what
think it's a combo of both.
I mean? Yeah, I agree. Yeah, thanks a little
Like
bit.
I mean, we'll see with Noah, but like Dia for sure. Like she is definitely that's part of who she is as a person, but also from past experiences of you saying, go get your own water bottle, go get your own hat, go get your own mittens. You know what I mean? Instead of like, no, we can't do. That's created and built over time. Like my
And
brother's kid is extremely resilient because she's just, that's just how she's. And she's, you know, they're separated, so there's two different homes. So she like she has to have her own shit. Like she has to have her shit together.
no, you're right.
Also, wait, did you give her an old phone?
Yes.
It's over now, by the way. You know that, right?
What do you mean it's over?
Like now she has a phone.
Oh my God. And she like told all her friends.
Yeah, like now she has a phone. I was thinking that. I was like,
Yeah,
now.
no, all good. And but she like, she's not allowed to like take it out of the house. It's for the cruise, but now she's like, you know, I found her in her bed with her phone this morning. She ordered a phone case.
Oh yeah, cute.
Yeah, very cute. No, it's all good. And I felt like, you know, we kept the same. It's like an iPad, it's just the same. You know what I mean? But needed her. I really wanted a way to communicate with her, because also not just like, oh, I want to be able to whatever. It's just like, it's like her way to thrive, like her flexibility. And like, if you ask her what was the best part of the Disney cruise or being on a cruise, was the fact that she was kind of doing her thing and that she really likes that. Like, she doesn't need her staying with us, like, holds her back almost. So I'm trying to just like, I understand she's, you know, 10 or whatever, and that she's little and pretty and whatever, but I'm like, that could happen at 14, 15, 16. You know what I mean? And I understand that it's like, well, there's less chances, but at the same time, like, the mean people are out there, and whether they want a 10-year-old or a 14-year-old, like, you know, when's the, do we keep living that way? They could want a 37-year-old and attack me. You know what I mean? Like, you know, not bad, huh? So I'm like, I don't know. I just, anyway, so I didn't know if people were going to be like, oh my God, I would never. But I think there's also experience behind it. So like the person that was like, oh my God, like I, whatever, like, but she's never really been on a cruise with like,
Exactly.
you know what
Like,
I mean?
that's
So
the
it's like, you
thing.
don't know the environment, you know?
Yeah. And like day one, her rain will probably be smaller than it is on day seven. You know what I mean?
Because
Like,
she'll know where she's
yeah.
going, you know what I mean? And it's a massive boat, and I get it. And I think she also has her own limits. Yeah. Like, she'll also be like, that's far, or that's like, can you come with me? Like, she also knows when, like, it's, I don't know how to get there. She'll be honest. Whereas if she's like, I got this, so confident, I think that's also a part of, I also believe that, like, if you see a confident person, that's simply not the person you attack. You know what I mean? Like, in my mind, I'm like, when you see someone knowing where they're going and they're like, whatever, you're typically taking the person that seems lost.
I
And
don't think we need to attack. I don't think we need to worry
don't
about
need no
attacking. But
attack.
10 people did fall off a cruise ship last year. Two survived.
Wow, that must have been something. How do you fall?
Miraculously, two miraculously survived.
Yeah, it's a
Wait, how many
miraculous.
total number of people went on a cruise ship last year?
A bajillion. Like, that's like, the percentage is very low. Also, can we please ask how many children were abducted on a cruise ship?
Oh, wow. 35.7 million. Oh, 31.5 million people went on a cruise ship
Yeah,
in
10.
2023, and only 10 fell off a boat, and
That's
only eight
amazing.
died.
Those are good at, I'll center the statistics. What was it? 31 million?
31.5 million people went on a cruise ship in 2023.
Okay, so 10 divided by 31 million.
What are you doing? Oh, you can't even like do that math.
0.0000032 percentage of her falling off board. Okay, perfect. Can you find how many children were abducted? Oh my God.
Gosh. No, listen, as parents, we need to make decisions that work for us. And Dia is Dia, and she's different than other kids. It's not even an age. And you're allowing her to grow and thrive and feel confident and have the experience of, no, I can do that. And then doing that, like, that's incredible.
I think that, and that's what makes us all different humans at the end, because we were all raised by different people, and we are different people just at birth. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm in my mind, I'm like, I don't know. I haven't had the same experiences in life than this person. I'm also not the same. Like, I'm not the same type of parent as that person as well. And like, it's just, we're not the same people, so we're not going to parent the same. You know, we don't have the same life experiences as well. Are you still Googling how many people were abducted?
We shouldn't have Googled that one.
No, I think it's zero. Like, I mean, like, these people go on CNN and they're looking for their child, you know?
200 passengers have gone missing, but within the last 20 years on a cruise ship.
Okay, perfect. That's, and that would make 30 million times 20. That's a lot of millions. So out of 600 million people, 200 have gone missing. It's not a lot.
Okay, we're accepting.
We're
We're, the
accepting
stats are good.
that. You see, the statistics are really on in my favor.
In your favor.
And I'm pretty sure it's not moms that decided. You know what I mean? Like, I'm it's gonna be fine.
It's gonna be fun.
Okay, well, this is the, I truly believe that in my heart. Okay, well, thank you everyone online for your support of me just allowing my child to just kind of, you know, do her own little thing here, not
And
too
let's
far.
just pause to ask everyone to respect everyone's way of
Yes.
parenting, eating, moving, like just living, like
Breathing.
breathing. We could
Okay.
really, really stop judging each other for our choices. Like, let's not judge each other, okay?
Getting louder about not judging. That'll be the
That's the
podcast today.
topic.
Okay. Oh my God, you know my reel with the butter, and I just said, like, love eating toast every morning. Someone was like, Bessel is
Yeah,
like
I knew it. I saw that. And also
in your
the
bloodstream.
yeah. I knew it. I saw that. Also, you know that I get upset when you use the word butter for
I
Bissell.
didn't use it. I didn't want to upset you. I didn't even say butter. I said toast. I just said toast, a piece of
But
toast.
I saw that big ass container of the salad. I'm like, ooh, people are gonna be
Yeah.
pissed.
There was actually like no drama until this person that was like, wait.
Oh, I like drama. What'd they say? What'd they say?
Oh, she unsent her message.
Oh.
Her. I didn't respond to her.
Was it a DM or a
It
comment
was
on the
a
thing?
DM and she unsent it. I didn't see her unsend it. She realized that I could see her message, maybe. Sometimes people don't realize. They're like, ooh, look at her eyebrows. Oh,
Eyebrows.
you're sending it to me. That's me.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, exactly. I know there's 3 minutes left, but I saw Diary of an Honest Mom was like, sometimes she like ignores her messages, and I can just imagine, you know what I mean? And she said she went back into her messages just like to see what was up. And one person, she took a screenshot, and one person was like, stop pretending you don't miss your kids. You must feel so much guilt. Why don't you just bring them with you on vacation? Just a different perspective. They would have so much fun with you. She's like, oh my God, these messages sometimes make me realize I don't want to be back in my messages. Like, I'm just gonna show up and put some content out there. But just so you know, you guys, like being in the eye of and putting content, whoo, sometimes it gets heavy though. Beside
Yup.
my bloodstream.
Yeah.
Well, and that girl has a profile picture of a cruise. I wonder if she'd let her kids. It's just a
Oh my God. Okay, we promise next episode we're gonna talk about weight loss. We're not actually gonna talk about how to start your weight loss journey and make this time at that time. Okay.
it.
Do
Okay.
it.
All right. See you next week. Bye.